Hello, Florian speaking.
Hello, Andreas speaking.
Hello.
Hi, David here.
Hi, David.
Hi, Florian.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hi there. Who was that again?
Andreas.
Andreas. Hello, Andreas.
Anyone else around already? Should be about six or seven people, I'd say. At least that's what the poll gives me. Hello.
Hello, this is Drew. How is everyone today?
Hi, Drew. Florian speaking. Fine. Great to have you
Hi,
here.
Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Oh, hi. I'm just going to put it on mute then and listen for a while.
Anyone else? Let's see who's missing. Italo won't make it. For Danishka, Jeff, Alessandro, and Fabian, if I get it right. Anyway, then, first of all, thanks to all of you who gave support for the fundraising topic. We started it today, about a few hours ago, and I don't have exact numbers at the moment, but from what I see on the account is that we already collected a few thousand euros in just a few hours. Hopefully the donations will come in that fast. And status has that's great. And so the main topic that I wanted to talk about today is about the fundraising. We made a start today with the website, but there is lots of information missing, and we could do much more. And hopefully, we can distribute work a bit or get some information. So it's a bit sad that a few people are missing from this call. So, is there anything that one of you has on their mind that you would like to discuss today before I go
on? Not specifically.
looking at the agenda, but I think the agenda in the wiki is from the still from the last call, at least in parts. So okay, then I'll open up the wiki page with the fundraising information so we can have a look at this one. Oops, here we are. There it is. So the first thing that I think this might be the wrong round, as there is no native speaker despite German and English, but what I would like to encourage all the native language teams is to, or is that they localize the press release in their language. We can distribute it worldwide. For now, we have the English version and we have the German version out, but I think it could be helpful to have a translation in French and in other languages, like Spanish, Portuguese, and the like, so we can collect money from all over the world. That would be great. But I think then I'll send a note to the marketing mailing list to achieve that.
Why don't you send it to to localization?
That's a good point. I sent out the press release itself to, I think, all the globalists today. But I can send up a follow-up to the appropriate lists to encourage people to also translate it, shouldn't they already do it themselves?
Yeah, that might be a good idea
The
because I saw one guy said that he wanted to do it into Spanish, but maybe these people need telling specifically, a specific invitation to translate in.
Yeah, that might be helpful indeed. That would be great. What we are missing, I don't know if anybody had a look at it, but I have collected quite a few few topics in the fundraising, what kind of ideas what we could do, not that we necessarily have to do all of them, but what we could do. Honestly, I lost plot on a few of them, and there's a discussion going on regards to the website banner. Did anybody follow it closely?
Well, I've been kind of following it, yeah.
So do you know any results?
Well, Matt Sturgeon was waiting for, you know, somebody to actually put the thing up on the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is one up on the test site. It's been up for a day and a half, and there was another email from Christian. I think it's just a matter of somebody going over and moving over what's on the test site, and you could be live in 5 or 10 minutes, just from the sound.
Well, only Christian can do that, so maybe, Florian, maybe it's the best way to get fast service is if you give Christian a buzz and say, and ask him to do it.
Right. I'm just having on my screen. You mean the one with the large banner with the barometer?
Yeah. I mean, there was some discussion about whether it was the right design, but then that one ended up on the test site, I noticed yesterday, and I saw a little back and forth between Christian and I want to say Eric, but probably not. And but it looked like they got it worked out. So I think you guys are ready to go. It's just somebody just needs to move it over. And then if the design folks think it needs to be tweaked somehow with some wording, you change it live. But you need to get it up there now.
Yeah. I recall there have been two different proposals. I'm not sure. Honestly, I was busy with the PR translation. I recall that Christoph Noack had a different design. Anybody recalls that?
Yeah, that one is not really mature. The one that's really mature is the one that's up on the test site right now. That's ready to go.
Okay, that's good to know.
Christoph's, it didn't have all the elements like integrated, so I think you should go with the one that Bernard did.
Okay, that probably saved me a few hundred emails to read. It was really great to see so much work, but I just couldn't follow it anymore. I was keen on getting the word out by today, so. But what I in fact plan is to add the banner and to also improve the site. What we were talking about yesterday with a few colleagues is that, for example, for sponsors giving a larger amount of money, like today we had someone giving, I think, 500 euros, that we would like to maybe mention them or give them a word or something like that. Then we have the video collected. There are a few videos already came in. I think Drew did one, and someone from Brazil. I don't even recall the name, honestly. But I think we have two or three videos already that we could upload. So the question to this round, is there anybody, or otherwise said, that the problem is that what I would need is for each item that we want to achieve, someone who wears the hat and then just transmit the results, because I tried to spread a few ideas to the list, but following all of them is just impossible. So it would be helpful if we had someone, like someone say, okay, the banner is done, but someone saying, okay, I will take care of collecting voices, I will take care of, putting online the press coverage that we have, and then just basically does the work or submits the result to me. Is there anybody out of this group volunteering for some tasks?
Well, I have admin rights on the site, and I'm used to editing the pages, so I can probably help out there. If you need for instance, we would need like... Go ahead, Trey.
I was just going to say, Mark seems to like to do this... collecting of results kind of thing and putting together the web pages. You might want to ask him about the, just as far as you'd mentioned press coverage and whatnot. Yeah. He's real quick with the wiki with that, I've noticed. And he's good with the layout, pretty good.
Okay.
No, that's okay. Well, I can ask him, but I don't know if he's very used to using Silverstripe.
Can we pass the collection then just on to you, Drew? I think I know that in the wiki there's a collection, and Italo is maintaining the other side, and what I would basically do is just picking a few that look good that we can put online, and could I then just pass them on to you so you put them into the site?
You could. I mean, the last couple that went up there, I just put a note
to the U.S. mailing list, and Mark just picked it right up and updated the wiki. I mean, so you could just drop it to the U.S. site, and it'll get in there.
Okay.
Or send it to Rex, or that's fine.
Great, because my editing capabilities in Silverstripe are fairly limited. You know, yesterday when I tried to change something, I screwed up the whole site. And for example, what I would like to have, if we go to the LibreOffice.org main site, we have those, I'd call them sections, with the news from the TAF blog, Twitter, and the like. And for the press coverage, what I could imagine is that we have a column like news from the TAF blog, but having as content the press coverage, recent press coverage, and, for example, the right column could be what we have with Twitter on the main page, with recent donors or something like that. That would be
okay,
one
real
idea.
Okay, real fast, and I need to switch here, because I was talking about the wiki and for the site, and, yeah, you want to talk to David.
So that would be my idea. What do you folks think? I love the design we have on the main LibreOffice site.
So where do you see that again? What section?
If you go to LibreOffice.org, you have content above with download LibreOffice, the names of small icons, and then you have news from TDF blog and Twitter as two columns.
What do you want to do? You want to pull that or what?
I would like to, on the challenge website, I would like to present recent press coverage and, for example, donors, and have the same look as we have on the main LibreOffice website, like a left column with press coverage and the right column with donors.
Sure,
one idea.
You got an idea what you want to call that page, or not specifically?
Maybe you could
Result,
even put it on the main page?
On the front page?
Maybe, yeah.
Underneath the lead in article kind of thing.
Think how it's best.
Or entirely replacing it.
What I would like to have is...
I was going to say, you might end up with a lot of donors, and you'd end up with... You might want a supporter or donor or honorable mention something as a menu item and then have a list of those. But to start with what you're talking about, the split, two column split on the bottom of the page. At least get the press stuff, I think, on the front page. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
My take is I would like to have something maybe not dynamically generated, but something recent on the page. So with having the banner, this would be one rather recent information where people could look at least daily and get the actual donation status.
How about if you put the news coverage on the front page? You have the existing article that tells people what the hell the whole thing is about at the top, and then underneath we can add the news coverage on. And then we have a separate page called, donations received or something like that.
Yeah.
With all the donors on it. Have the donor information on an entirely separate page. What do you think?
I'd call it like boss stars. I'd name it something so that you're patting these people on the back. And there was also a couple of news articles out today where, you know, LibreOffice has a real shine to it right now in the press and whatnot. And if these guys give 500 euros, you want to pat them on the back pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
What did you call that page again, Drew?
Well, I called it FOSS stars, you know, FOSS stars, like Hollywood stars. But whatever,
okay.
I was just, I'm a marketing guy sometimes.
What stars? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that word.
FOSS, F-O-S-S.
Oh, boss stars, B-O-S-S, huh? Boss
F-S-S.
Stars, okay.
F-O-S-S.
Yeah, or leading donors, or maybe I'm too conservative there.
What I could imagine is maybe a combination, because my take is that people mostly look on the main page. That's also the reason why we put the donate button as well there. We right now have this welcome section, and then below we have the donate now section. So what if we leave the welcome section as is, but the donate section has just text on the left. If we make two columns out of that, on the left side, donate now, where people can donate, and on the right side, something like news from the fundraising or something like that, where we could put both like press coverage and donor names, to both two in one.
Brian, I think we should do it in the way that we put on the right side this news from the donation. Some maybe the three newest or five newest, and in a rolling so that we get it all out of the database, and put the rest on the second on the side that Drew mentioned, and we should be, put it in the upper page of the site in the right in the right column, because you had to scroll down if you want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are more engaged if they see there are people. It's in the upper part of the page, so they see it on the first view. Because if I see it on my laptop, that's in the wider screen, then it's not. I had to scroll down to see something like that. That's not best. You should not push people to scroll down to see important content.
Do you mean splitting the whole page, like having welcome and donate now on the left side and news on the right side?
Yes, maybe a bit under the main headline, welcome. Maybe we must check. I think how it.
That's gonna push the donate thing right down the page. Huh?
Yeah, that's.
Well, if you call that text, I mean, you might not need all. If you're just gonna have a brief section on the front page, and if you have another page that they really want to know all the details, they can go look at. But a lot of these guys, they're gonna donate. They're there because they're ready to donate. If you just have enough that says, you know, this is for the founding fund or whatever, and I think you don't need all of that detail as long as it's on another page for those that want to look. So you ought to be able to. I think splitting the page in two columns is the better choice, because it's correct. You want all the stuff, what I would call above the fold. So there's probably a better way to go.
Okay. If we do that in that way, maybe we can put the donate now on the left, on the right side, at the top, in the left, in the right column, and under this donate now, we can put a field with the newest donators.
Well, let me have a look. If we look at that page, right? Okay, the donate now, it's not very long.
Yep.
The welcome text is going to be much longer. It's going to protrude. So you're going to have some room underneath the donate thing. And there you could have a list of the leading donors, for instance.
Yeah. I think we should think about if the leading donors will be over the donate now. Maybe that's a good idea, because you read and then you are engaged to donate now and read and push the button.
No, I think the donate now thing should be right at the top of the page.
Okay.
And then the donors underneath, maybe we can put them in like a, if the list gets really long, we can put them in a scrolling div or something like that.
I think what we could do would make things easier. I think we will see the result, how it looks like. So if anybody of you wants to work on that, either on the production side or ask Christian to put it on the test machine so we can play, and then we just have a look how it looks like. So let me have a look at the wiki page of what we probably should do very soon. One is the banner. I will ping Christian right after this call and tell him to include this version as we have on the test instance on our website. So we have the banner on all of the websites. I think we just need to take care of the people from where it was from Finland, where they said they are not allowed to do so. That was one thing. But for the other side, I would ask Christian to edit. Does anybody know how it technically works? Because my idea would be to also add the banner to the wiki.
The wiki?
Maybe.
I'm not sure how the wiki works. Well, let me see. This banner, it's a JavaScript for a start, so that's only Christian that can incorporate that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only Christian has access to that part of the site.
Okay, I will ping him. I think we should add it to all the LibreOffice sites. We maybe should, but that's a different way on how it works. Add it to the Document Foundation org site and maybe to the wiki. I think these are the three resources that we should use. Or did I miss anything?
Yeah.
Let me just write it down.
No. The wiki, the main site, and the Documentation Foundation org site.
Yeah. I think the
that's the easiest one to do it.
We don't need the planet, I'd say. We don't need the other side. I think that's basically it. We have it. So it will be automatically on the page. What I could ask him if we can localize the banner. So we have a German version for the German page. But if not, it's okay as well. For the downloads, I checked. There is no sensible way of showing an advertisement, so to say, before the download kicks in. So I also would go with the banner on top of the page so people see it. Then I would like to add the press coverage. Let me see what we have. The press coverage. So, David, can I hand this over to you that you, for example, on the test instance, play with it on how a start page could look like?
Okay, can do that, yeah. So where would you like to have the press coverage in the end then? So we said on the welcome page, we have the donate widget at the top, and then we have the list of leading donors or boss stars underneath. In the end, where would you like to put the press coverage? A separate page, therefore?
I think for a start, I don't know how much press coverage we get and how many high amount donors we get. So what I would do is to the existing welcome page, which has the welcome and the donate now sections, to add a third section with news or something like that, where we can put all the stuff in. And when we see that we are swamped with press coverage and high amount donors, then we can split them up. But for the moment, I would just like to have one section that looks similar like the starting page on LibreOffice.org, like for the blog post where you have just one item below each other. That would be a way how I would like to have it. So if you open the challenge main page, you get the basic information, the donate button, and stuff that's going on. May it be a donor, a milestone that we achieved, a support and voice, whatever you can put in there.
Okay, so in fact, what you're going to have is the Donate Now thing panel is quite small. It's going to be a bit the same size as the screenshots as on the LibreOffice.org main page. So that will sit up there in the top right-hand corner, for instance.
Yeah.
The existing welcome text is going to kind of wrap around it, and it's going to come underneath it slightly because it's quite long.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath that, then we have a new div, full page width, in which we would include underneath the donate button, the donate box, we're going to have the leading donors, depending on how many we got. And then underneath that, we split the page, and then full width across the page, you want to see the press coverage. Is that it?
I would not split the donors and the press coverage at the moment, if I would like to feature major donors. And we don't have that much at the moment. So let's have both in one section. That's basically the idea.
Okay.
Good. Just one section for the moment. And then let's see how many donors we can mention. And then we can split it up again. But for the moment, just one section with news, press coverage, donors, and whatever recent happens.
Right. So we got the welcome text full width across the top as it is now. And then underneath that, we got split into two columns with the Donate Now widget on the right-hand side, the press coverage on the left-hand side. Is that it?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. What do others think? And that will be my proposal.
The way David just said it. So I'm looking at the page right now, and I'll go back to what was said before about not wanting people to have to scroll to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave all the text that's there now under the welcome, and then the donate box will be the same size it is now. We're just going to slide it to the right, and then on the left side we'll have a column for major donors, or I don't know what that is, 500 above or something, and then press coverage. Is that the way I'm hearing this?
Yeah, I see the... I don't know how long this list of major donors is going to become, but I would see it, for instance, as a div with scroll bars if the list gets very long, about the same height as the Donate Now widget, and then underneath that, the press coverage. It's going to look a bit... It's going to look... I don't know, until you get a lot of donors, it's going to look a bit weird because you're going to have the one left-hand side with press coverage. It's going to be quite long, and then the donate thing is going to be short.
David, I keep hearing Florian say that he wants the donor information mixed in with the press coverage. There's no... You keep separating it. He keeps trying to put it back together. And I think he's right.
Uh-huh.
All you need is a way to show, like, you want to put in that, there's that news module, that you just,
right.
Isn't that a case, just go into a web form and you flap it in and it sticks it up there as the latest news? Isn't that really all you need? Because sometimes you go in, you put in a donor's name because he gave you a lot of money, and sometimes you go in and you put a link to press coverage, but
yeah, exactly.
It's still on the campaign, so it doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, that's the way
Okay. Sure, I've got the idea of what you're saying there. My idea would be this, Drew. Okay, I don't mind putting the content up on the site and doing the actual content on the site, but I don't have too much time to track all the mailing list right now. I can't be sure to be able to jump in there and talk to people and stuff like that. Can you get the information together? And you post, you tell me, you mail me, you give me a heads up, you send me the stuff you want posted, and I'll put it up?
Yes, and in fact, if I understand how this should work, you're going to end up with just a web form that, if you have the rights to the web form, that ends up being posted to that widget, right? So, I mean, but yes, absolutely. I'll take responsibility for gathering the information and getting it to you, and I'll bring Mark in on that and see to it that between the two of us it gets handled.
Sure. I'm not too sure whether we're going to get to a web form and such. You know, given the time and the availabilities with Silverstripe, this is probably going to be quite manual. At the moment, I see it as handcrafted HTML with divs and stuff like that. I don't see anything within Silverstripe that I can immediately use.
Okay, well, let's just start with the idea that I think Florian and I'm sorry, I missed the name of the other person that was speaking.
Andreas.
But, okay, does that sound correct now, that what we just said, the welcome part at the top, the two data streams, the large donors and press releases together in this, whatever the technique will be, on the left side and the donate button on the right side, so that everything's still, I guess the idea is everything is still presented without having to scroll down. That's the way you guys were describing it, right?
Yes, because we should have the content that's under the welcome on the left side, and on the right side a column with the donates, and with the donate now, and maybe the press coverage.
I have the donate now on the right hand side.
Yeah.
I have the press coverage on the left, and the major donors. We mix it in with the press coverage, or we have it underneath the donate now.
I think the section with the text of welcome. About our challenge on the left side, and on the right side something like the donates and the Donate Now and the press coverage.
But well, Florian was talking about having the existing welcome text kind of full width across the top, and then a second half of the page,
yeah,
which we split into two.
Down.
We can also do, I have no clue on how it looks like on smaller resolutions. What we could also do is, for example, have on the left side, welcome and donate now, and on the right side, just the one new column. That, at least on a larger donation, on a larger resolution, looks also great. But I have no clue how it looks with scrolling. So for, at the moment, the donate now section has just white space on the right side. So what we basically would do is use this space and make the welcome section a bit smaller. So we have two rows on the left, welcome and donate now, and the other one on the right side. But I'm not fixed on how it looks should look like. Whatever fits best in the end, we should use.
If you compress, if you compress the welcome text right now, the length of the text as it is now, it's not very long, but that if you compress that into half the page, the donate now would slide right down the bottom.
Yeah.
And in that case, donate should be on top, even before the if that's the case, then you got to keep that donate now, in my opinion, on the top where they can immediately see it.
Yep.
So, like the screenshots on the LibreOffice main page, you have in the top right-hand corner, you would have the Donate Now box, you would have the welcome text, and then underneath that, you would have a section with the press and donors. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Is there? I mean, I could actually. I don't know if you would want me to do this, but I can just, with quick HTML, I can give you a mock-up of, I think, what you just described.
Sure.
I think that would be good.
Great.
Sure, do, because we're going to come down to HTML in the end. We haven't got any widgets or anything fancy automated stuff now. It's just, so that's great. If you put up an HTML mock-up, might even be able to post it pretty much as it is, huh?
Well, yeah, I'll actually do just like a ping image, just real fast. But then I can make the HTML just to do the ping part today.
Sure,
that's
fine.
Great. Thanks. I'm totally open how it looks like. In the end, I'm no designer, and I think we'll find out by trying.
I'm wondering. It depends how much coverage is going to come in and how many names that come in. If the content remains fairly short, then it will fit on the front page. But if you start getting like serious press coverage and large lists of donors, then it might be better to consider hiving it off to a separate page, even.
Yeah. Then yes. At the moment, there is not that much press coverage, but donations keep coming in, which is important. But my from the let me call it psychological approach, I would just like to show the people that this page is not static, but something happens, and that's why at the moment I would like to have it on the stop page. If they see some news, we spread some words to see we're actively running this and not just having the website and waiting for something to happen. That's the approach why I would like to do this.
Well, of course, if we get the banner up there, that's supposed to introduce a certain element of dynamics. Into it.
I just made Christian that he can edit, so hope to have it by tonight, and then I will look at the account and at the current numbers. I'm not sure at the moment what we have. I would say that between 4,000 and 5,000 euro, but it's just an estimation. But I will add this number. Yeah, it looks good. I think I'm just looking at the PayPal account. We had some funds in it before, and I don't know how much it was, if it was 3,000 or 4,000, but I'd say at least 4,000 euro came in just today in the last hours, in the last 5-6
hours.
That's
cool. That's good.
The rough number I have. So I will update the code from Christian tonight, my time, so we have it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can modify the starting page, that would be cool, because people see something is happening, and we add some news, and no matter if they are not that really important, but they see something is going on.
Is Christian on Skype?
No, I think mostly in IRC or email. I don't have him on Skype.
It's a shame during this period when we're going to have a lot of stuff to do on the site. It would be really good if everybody was on Skype as much as possible so that we can give each other a nudge if we need to communicate quickly.
You can ping him, but I think he has no Skype.
David, IRC is maybe the better way. We are all on the IRC.
Okay, well, in any case, it would be nice if somebody can say to Christian, please, can you be as much as possible present on IRC? Because sometimes Christian, he always does what you ask him to, but he doesn't always do it like 2 minutes after because, you know, it depends on his schedule or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be the two elements, Chris, if you could work on these. What else do we have? Just let me have a look at this large list in Wiki. So maybe we can do some things. So as for the videos, I know there is this HTML snippet you can use from YouTube to embed video. Is this also valid for Silverstripe, or is there another approach to embed video on the page? Anybody knows?
Well, again, Christian's the big expert here, but I'm pretty certain we can get YouTube video into the page no trouble.
Okay.
Because it's the same as integrating that Twitter widget, as I understand it.
Okay, then we'll have a look.
If the worst comes to the worst, we can always just integrate. I think it would work if we just integrate code snippets directly from YouTube, for instance, into the HTML of a page. That might work.
So, are you gonna use YouTube for the videos?
I didn't make my mind up yet. I didn't even look, so I'm just asking already. But I think YouTube might make sense.
Yeah,
I think it would be the most rational solution.
Yeah.
If you use YouTube, you can export it either as a individual video, or you can export it as, you know, like a stripe of five of them where they can, and it actually can be a whole collection. It just puts up a stripe and then they can roll through it left and right, you know.
Cool. Okay.
And that's just, that's exactly just a little snippet of JavaScript and sure they,
So we have a new separate page for that one, huh?
But I can take care of this when I had a look at the videos. I already know how to add pages at least, so. Then I would just add the YouTube code. I just have to have a look in and see. I also plan to give major donors a voice if they want, and we could also do videos on that, but that's not top priority, I'd say. Let's see. What site? So then, right. I will send out a note to the LTNN list and the marketing list that people can localize the website if they want.
Mm-hmm.
That could make sense, and they could translate DPR. I think those two elements, PR is even more important, but the website would be also helpful if we had it in various languages.
Sure.
Okay, so this is also done. We are working on YouTube. So for the press links, I will take the wiki. What would be good? Does anybody know, or is anybody volunteering? We have the offer from one German publisher to get a banner on their website, on their online sites, as well as even a banner in the printed magazine. Do you know if anybody picked this up already?
No, but it sounds like Christoph and Bernard would be pretty interested in that.
I saw your
email. You could also ask that guy, Paolo, that new guy on the design list. He's really cool. Very imaginative guy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure if we give him a ping, he'd be delighted to do something. He has another week before he goes back to university.
Okay. Then I will follow up. I already sent the information out, but just one or two sentences. But I just got an email today. If we have the, at least for the print magazine, the banner finished in the correct form by March the 1st, it will make it on the magazine. It will be.
I'll drop you his email address on your Skype, and then you can mail him directly.
Great. Some localization. I think the slogan thing is done. We are working on YouTube stuff. Press stuff that's good. Magazine ads. So the barometer is also ready. And, oh cool, the banner even has a countdown, which solves actually two problems. That looks promising.
Do you have Matt Sturgeon's address?
Sorry?
Do you have Matt Sturgeon's email address?
I guess somewhere on the list. It's not handy, but I think on the list.
I'll post it on your Skype, too, and then you can get in contact with him directly. Yeah?
Okay. I'm right now editing the wiki page to reflect it, so Private Sponsors Corporations is still valid. The website is running. Let's see, we have the website up and running.
In fact, Matt is just asking right now on the mailing list, is the wiki, would you like us to transfer the pages to the main sites? So I'll just post him a little reply there. And
okay. So YouTube videos, we're working on this. The press links, we are working on this. So for the magazines, I have asked them already. The barometer is finished. The countdown is also finished. And this is done. Business documents is something hopefully Charles will be working on. We had lots of requests by corporations on having a bit more business-like documents. What I would propose to discuss on list is we need people in support of that. My plan is if we reach, for example, half the amount, that we do something, but I have honestly no clue what, so we should do some brainstorming on the lists. It's meant to encourage people, and maybe some nice video or whatever. I really have no idea, just was the basic idea that we do something special when we reach a certain amount of money, and I'll post a link to the mailing list that we can work on this. Then, okay. Oh yeah, that would be actually great. That's one more to-do item. We could do, if you are working on the news section, maybe you could also have a look and pull some data from the events list in the wiki. I would like to have a list on the wiki with events, at least events until the end of March, where TDF people are, and you can talk to them. Like for Germany, we have Seewitt and we have Chemnitz. They should both be in the wiki. Can one of you add events until the end of March also to this new category, to this new section?
Well, Drew, I suppose we do the same thing. Basically, you sort out the information and feed it to me, and I'll actually post it. Would that be okay? Drew, are you still there?
Oh, sorry. Florian just said he wanted to add it to the wiki, but I think you're right. You mean, Florian, you want to add it to the contribution site, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, we pull it from the wiki. We have it already in the wiki. Basically, just
and we
somebody
put it on the site.
Right. Somebody just needs to look in the wiki and find all the events until the end of March, as long as the race goes, and put those events in this new area on the challenge website.
Well, Drew, I think you're the big expert. Yeah, you choose the content.
Yeah, I'll mail it to you today. I'll pull it out now. Cool. It's already all in two pages, so it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Okay, that would be cool.
Florian, I told Matt that you would give him a mail directly. I told him we were talking about that in the conf call. Huh?
Perfect. So for the next two items, like some number games, I will make myself some thoughts. For the download service, it's not possible to add a direct note.
You could add something on the download page for sure, yeah.
No, the idea was when you click on the download script, this download document foundation.org/LibreOffice and the like is opened. And I wanted to have a page showing up whenever such a link is clicked, but I was told it's not easily possible. So
not easily possible. You'd have to talk to Christian, but it's not easily possible, huh?
I asked
you'd have to do a lot of coding before.
Wrote the download redirector, and he said it's basically a bit hard. We should rather go for adding the content to the website.
Yeah, we can always put like a, well, we've already got the banner in the top part of the page so that when people are on the download section,
yep,
they already see that. And, I mean, if you wanted, we could always add something special in the downloads page, but I would guess that what's in the header at the top of the page, in any case, that would probably be enough, huh?
Yeah, I think so too. If that's possible, and it looks like then we are. For reaching other projects who might step in with money, I will take care of this. I think we have good connections to them. More donations than we can imagine, we don't know, have it at the moment. That's a good question. I think we'll work on this later. I have an item that states that we should maybe do some sort of tracking to see from which page most banners are clicked, but I think we start with implementing the banner first and then we can enhance it. Like we know
most things are
on the download page, then we can improve the page.
That sounds like a job for Pilwick.
So corporations we have approached. I think we did this. Okay.
So I just posted you Paolo Jose's address, and so he would be the one who could do you a nice hot banner.
Okay. Ah, great, I see it. And what was the thing with Matt? What did he do, actually?
Matt was the guy who created the script behind the banner on the test site. That's the script that actually feeds the data into the banner.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, that sounds good. So, I think, at least from my side, we're done for today. Is there anything you would like to propose? Any ideas?
Not specifically right now.
For fundraising?
Yeah, for fundraising. I think that's the most important topic at the moment.
Right, yeah. I don't know how much we're going to get, but we are going to go forward with that raffle at scale. In fact, the artwork's going to the printer today, and I guess since nobody has said you have problems with this, so I'm going to announce it on the scale Facebook page today, and I'll probably put a blog up on my blog today and start tweeting it a little bit. We got a write-up in Mucko Talk or whatever it is, one of the larger online magazines. Did a write-up on LibreOffice being at scale. Come see the new look and feel. So that was real nice. I think that was Italio sent out a PR yesterday. I guess this was the first one to publish on that.
Okay.
So I figured since that's out today, the announcement for the raffle for this fundraiser is probably good today. Ben's talked to a couple of companies. We're trying to get match grants so that we'll get some corporations in the U.S. to say that however much money we raise at the show, then they would match it. So that's
cool.
He talked to a couple, but I haven't heard back yet. So that's kind of where that's at right now.
That's cool. That's great. So if things go on like they are at the moment, I'm very confident we'll make it. I mean, I see there are discussions on why this German solution is needed and why we need to put the money in the capital stock.
Well, I didn't understand the discussions because, frankly, what I see on the site, it's short, it's concise, and it explains the idea quite clearly to me.
And I think one of the topics is that, at least from the people actively contributing, a lot of them are in Germany. We had, for example, in the beginning, a few weeks ago, the discussion of doing something in the U.S. and looking how many people who could put the thing forward we have in Germany, for example, compared to the U.S., we have much more folks in Germany. So I see it's a tough question. Also today we received some inquiries on why we need this capital stock thing. I hope that everybody is at least agreeing that we're taking a good approach, and for sure I hope we raise much, much more than those 50,000 we need for the capital stock. Believe we did a thorough investigation of the various countries that are possible, and either they were very similar, like Germany and Switzerland. Switzerland required, I think, 40,000 euro. But that being said, also, we don't have many Swiss folks involved. And France had a good solution, but that would have meant that first, I think tax deductibility wasn't that good. Then secondly, most activities of the foundation had to be in France, which is not the case with the German foundation. And most pressing, that you always had to have someone of the government in your bodies, and I don't think if that's so desirable. So,
I'm sure you guys already talked about this, but I ran into the situation in open office a couple of times where they couldn't pay anything direct because they couldn't make payments outside of Germany. That's not going to be the case with this foundation, correct?
Yeah, we investigated exactly. That would be a problem. Would have been a problem with France, where not all, but most of the things had to happen in France, and it's the same issue with the German Association. That we can fund a little bit in foreign countries, but as we have this special tax status in Germany, we are not allowed to, for example, take 50% of our annual money and put it into Brazil. That would not be possible. For a German foundation, Stiftung, it is possible. So we have someone with deep legal expertise working on that. He did a good check of various countries and came to the conclusion that basically the UK and Germany, from a legal point of view, are very comparable. There are advantages for Germany and disadvantages for Germany. The same goes for the UK, and then we decided, as we have most active people here and the recognition of the foundation is a bit better when it's in Germany than compared to England, that we would like to go for Germany. So we did a thorough legal research, and I hope everybody is then with the outcome and the result can be happy with what we have achieved.
I think you did a very good job.
In any case, yeah, and we're set on a course now, so it doesn't make sense to try and change course in any way now.
Yeah.
I just gonna say, I think you did a good job of explaining it on the contribution page. I really did. I think I'm glad with how you did that.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for all your.
I especially like the idea that the intentions of the project are protected, and the. For instance, like in the UK, the project could be completely turned into something else, whereas in the German foundation, that wouldn't be possible. I like that bit.
Yeah, except, yeah, I think things ought to be allowed to evolve. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, so then thank you very much. You have us greatly appreciate it. Good to have some people working on it. Because it's a lot of work, and we have to fight now to make it happen. And I'm sure that once things are built and settled, that we can all be very, very proud of what we have achieved. I'm looking right now at, I just have access to the PayPal account at the moment, so I can't say on the bank account. But it indeed looks like we have raised 4,000 or 5,000 euro just today. So I think that's something we can be very proud.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I remember telling you on the list that I wasn't too sure how well it was going to go, but
yeah.
It seems to be getting off to a good start. And once you get the figures going up, then you probably get a few corporate contributors in there. The more it comes in, the more likely you are to achieve the target.
Definitely.
I think you'll end up surpassing the target. I think you'll get more than 50,000, to tell you the truth.
Let's see.
That means
Flora
is
going
to take us out to dinner at the end of this.
I think it's really hard to say, and I had no clue. I honestly expected less money on the first day, but of course it might be the rush on the first day. We might get much less tomorrow, but I have no clue. It's really, I don't know. I simply don't know. So, yeah.
I think the key is you need to be doing something every week at least.
Yeah.
again, puts it in front of the people, of the folks, because you're going to get a lot of people that saw it, think about it, don't do it, and they need to be nudged a couple of times. So, you know, it's a great start, and I agree that you tend to get a surge on the first day, and then don't get disheartened if it slows down tomorrow, although it probably won't. But then I think the key is you've got 33 days. There's four or five times in that something has to be put together and actually, you know, put it out there, get it in front of bloggers, whatever. I think that's a key.
Exactly. I also think about a second press release, for example, when we should we reach 10 or 50,000 euro by tomorrow. I even expect that we can send out another press release like we made 10,000 euros in just one day or something like that, just to stay in the people's minds, definitely. I think we will get the foundation nonetheless, but my heart is for sure on the German solution, so I'm keen.
You definitely
on
need to be tweeting regularly about this.
Yeah, exactly, and involving the press, talking to them. We have CeBIT in Germany, which will be a quite important event. Hopefully we'll also get some donations there. And yeah, let's see how it goes. Definitely.
Drew, you have the password for the LibreOffice News Twitter account?
No.
Okay, I'll mail that to you. And that way, if you feel like it, then you can get in there and Twitter some too.
Oh, I've been known to tweet now and then.
Okay. I'll mail you the password.
So, folks, thank you very, very much. It's great to have you on board.
Okay. No
and
problem.
Before you go, just a marketing call. One last note.
Sure.
I got some email last night from one of the organizers at the Northwestern Linux Fest, which is, I think, the next one coming up. Well, we have a little thing in Arizona going on also, but that's a one-day event. We've got a guy for that. But the one up there, that's about 2,000 people. That's going really well. We've got a community member, Donna. She was a Summer of Code student with Open Office a year before last. She's getting really active up there. So it looks like they've got all the staff together for the booth, and it looks like they've got some takers from community people that are longtime Open Office folks that want to talk about LibreOffice. So they may actually get almost like a half-day track on LibreOffice. So I'm going to they sent it to my direct email, so I asked them if I could forward that to you guys, and I'm sure they'll say yes. So I'm going to send all that information as to who's doing what up there to Italio and I guess you, Florian, and Ben Horst. So just to let you know, that's on your right.
Okay, cool. So, Drew, you will send me the information, and I will be your hands, yeah?
Yeah, you got it. I'll get you some
Okay. Anything else you would like to raise quickly?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
You know, if the people need powers on the website to start translating and stuff like that, I'll jump on them quickly and you know, get them up and running.
Yeah. Okay. Then, folks, thank you very much.
Okay.
Happy to work with you, and I hope we can continue this in the future. And let's see how the whole thing turns out, but I'm confident we can make it. And looking forward to hearing the next calls and Rudy on the list. And that's
yep.
Good.
Okay.
Enjoy your evening.
Good evening.
Yep. You too.
Yep.
Bye bye. Bye bye, Andreas. Bye bye, Drew.